It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, which is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. That's right. You heard me correctly. $200 risk-free in that first 24 hours. You get your choice of playing slots, blackjack, roulette. It's fantastic. And all you got to do is go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN when you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older in Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim. He's Greg. And Greg, it is time to talk again about the upcoming football season. We've been filled with a lot of optimism over the last couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, in the last week or so, we start to see 23 Clemson players test positive, 13 Texas players. I know this is going on at LSU, and Kansas State has shut down their workouts. Is any of this news a threat to the season?
I don't think so, Jim. I think that, you know, again, and Penn State, as of this recording, and just so everyone's clear, we're talking on June 23rd. So, the way, and this is a little bit too inside baseball-y perhaps, but Jim and I have a habit of finishing recording just when news breaks. So I just wanted to put that little caveat in there. As we talk about this, we don't know if any Penn State players have tested positive, but it's possible that that news could come out at some point following this session. At any rate, So Penn State is still working out. As far as we know, the coaches are back on campus. But Jim, if you're going to test players, you're going to have some guys come back positive. So, you know, that's what all these plans are in place for, to quarantine people. Or like we heard President Eric Barron of Penn State talk about this week, using a building like the Nittany Lion Inn to have somewhere for student athletes and students of any kind to go and quarantine should they either test positive or be found as part of the contact tracing for someone who did test positive. So it's going to happen. And I think that if we don't, if we can't adjust to living with that until a time when a vaccine is here and all of that, then, you know, it's going to be very difficult to play any college sports this fall. Obviously, at the professional level, it's a little bit different. They can bargain for different things. We know that that can't happen in college football. But is it a threat to the season? I guess it just depends how often these guys are going to get tested. I guess one thing we don't know, Jim, is that for so long this pandemic was the shutdown portion of it was prolonged because of a lack of testing. Now it seems like if we have enough to be testing all college football players that are on campus, we probably have enough tests elsewhere in the world and the country. Perhaps I'm wrong about that. I'm sure somebody will let me know if I am. But all told, you know, I look at, the fact that when you bring people together and you actually test them, you're going to find some positive, whether they're asymptomatic or symptomatic. It's how you deal with that. If you quarantine them, if you look at the tennis player, which that whole thing is a mess with Djokovic and the tournament he ran, and now a bunch of people have test positive. One of the things that his statement said when he released that news was he was going to quarantine for 14 days, but be tested again after 5 days. So if you get to a point, Jim, where you keep testing guys and you keep testing guys and you keep testing guys, I guess maybe you could test negative once or twice and then have it a third time. I really don't know how that works. I've been fortunate to not have to find out. But, I have a hard time thinking this is a threat to the season, because part of the plan to bring people back in phases was to test them and then quarantine them as needed. Now, look, if you were having a 20-person workout broke out and you had one person from each group test positive, and let's say you had four groups, 80 people. Well, if one guy tests positive and he was around those other 19, you're going to have to shut that workout down. So four out of 80 guys might test positive, but you're going to have the rest quarantined just in case. So I guess that's what it's going to look like right now. What it looks like during the fall, I don't know. I mean, are we going to test guys after every game? Are we going to test them before every game, multiple times a week? Those are answers that we don't really have on paper yet. So I don't think this is a threat to the season. I think this is a good chance to plan and learn about how things are going to be done. Is it possible that Penn State could go into a game without its starting quarterback or its top receiver or its best linebacker, or could all of its specialists be on the sideline for a game and they have to go for two? Sure. And I think that could happen in any school across the country if we do play a college football season and if we do keep testing the way that they're testing right now. So when you put all that together, I think this is maybe in a way an encouraging and a positive sign, because it'll show that the plans that are in place to deal with any positive tests work, or if there's something that doesn't work about those, we can get those cleaned up now and not in the fall. So that way the best practices are in place across the country in the fall for when the season hopefully starts on time.
Well, you bring up a good point about not waiting too long. The fact that they are able to confront these issues now and still have a couple months before the season starts, that's a positive thing. The other part to this is, Greg, if you had – now Penn State brought in 75 players, did the testing – if you brought in a random group of 75 people from anywhere, the chances are going to be that you're going to have some positive tests. And what I'd be wondering, in any of these reports from these other schools like Clemson and Texas and so on, were any of the players symptomatic, or was anybody hospitalized, or were they all asymptomatic? Does anyone know those facts?
So you're talking, I mean, at Penn State, I'm sure that, somebody up there knows that information. They have not released it publicly yet. And it's a little bit of a tight walk, I think, because we saw it with Ezekiel Elliott, where he was saying basically that, you know, implying that, you know, it shouldn't have gotten out there that he tested positive. And some schools are releasing information about how many players tested positive, whether or not they had symptoms, you know, et cetera. And some schools like Penn State are still considering whether to do that. And then I'm sure there's a group of schools that already has decided that for the health, for the privacy of our players, we're not going to do that. The argument to the contrary would be that, you know, these guys are in group settings, they're in different places, and, you know, do people have the right to know? And I would guess my thought would be, as long as the contact tracing is going on and the contact tracers are telling the people that could be that could have come into contact with them, then the public doesn't need to know. I mean, as a reporter, would I like to know? Yes. And do I think that information would be helpful to have? Yes. But when it comes to things like, you know, a tweaked ankle, we hear, you know, coaches a lot of the times don't want to open up about what that means, what the injury actually is, how bad it is. So if they don't want to talk about that, and they always mention player privacy and things like that, then they have the cover for it to do the same thing with COVID testing. So we'll see if and when Penn State ever does release that information. But yeah, so for now, I just think it's a big waiting game. You know, you bring all your guys back, you test them, and then you see what happens from there. But the one question I would love to have answered, and we don't know an answer to, is just how often are these guys being tested, Jim? Is it once a week? Do they get tested once they come back, and as long as they're negative, they don't get tested again for a while? I would love to know how exactly that works, and I just don't know the details to that, but it's going to go a long way in helping shape the plans for the 2020 season. And, you know, when you come into contact with players from another team, I would almost assume everyone's going to have to get tested after that. The officials, the coaches, of course, the players who are laying on top of each other and tackling and everything else. So, it gets out in the left field a little bit, but it's stuff you have to think about. What's the sideline going to look like? You know, I assume you're going to want to try and, even just for optics, set up some kind of social distancing, which of course seems a little bit silly when the idea of guys blocking each other and tackling each other and diving on loose footballs and everything else. I'm not sure we need the social distance then on the sideline, but if that's what they choose to do, that'll be one thing. Are they going to sanitize the football after every drive, after every play? Are they going to change balls, each down, and the umpire will have a sanitizer towel on his waist and he'll wipe them off? I mean, there's so many questions here that it could go any number of directions. directions. So I guess my big takeaway for this segment as we head towards final minute and a half or so is that the schools that have shut down testing should not concern any, or I'm sorry, that have shut down workouts because of positive testing, that should not discourage you to think a season's not going to happen. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Is forfeits going to be something we're going to have to live with? Probably. Could a team miss its top five players for a week or two? Sure, that's possible. But, you know, if the sport is going to be played and it sounds like it's going to be, Jim, then I think those are some of the realities that fans, players, coaches, media, whoever are going to have to live with.
Well, and a couple different things here. It will be interesting for a playoff committee if your team lost a game or two because they were missing all their best players. How does that affect the playoff committee? But also another point is you talked about how often they test. They may be doing, you know, temperature testing every day and, you know, the COVID testing once a week or once every 2 weeks. I was getting my annual physical this morning, and the first thing they did was they took my temperature, you know, just looking for that as a symptom. Obviously, that doesn't catch anyone who's asymptomatic. But and again, I always say, we're not doctors. We're not experts on this. We don't know what we're talking about, but we talk about it anyway. In a perverse way, is it almost good that your players are testing positive now? Is there a chance they reach herd immunity on the team?
Hey, that's possible, Jim. That's not something that we've heard talked about a lot recently, but it's certainly something scientists and other experts have discussed as possible. And I know some parts of the world have maybe attempted to go that route, and maybe it's worked, maybe it hasn't. Maybe we just don't have enough science to know. I mean, I think, you know, about the people that are back out at restaurants and bars now, I'm among that crowd. And, you know, that it kind of gets into the same idea of, you know, if you're out and about doing things, what risk are you putting yourself at and others at? And conversely, what benefit could there be if herd immunity is such a thing? So, yeah, there's a lot to figure out, obviously, a lot of different, you know, limbs to this tree, if you will. And anyone you pick, you could get into a potentially completely different conversation than where you started. So I'm going to choose to stay optimistic. I know sometimes I can be pretty glass half empty, but I'm going to choose to stay positive here, Jim. Think that we will have a 2020 college football season. Again, I'm not going to be unrealistic about the fact that it probably won't look like anything we've ever seen before in college football. Certainly different than the 2019 season, Jim, but I think we'll have something to consume on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays this fall.
Well, and again, we can't panic because players tested positive. If you think about it, just the odds were that was going to happen if you test that many people. And let's not panic over that. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three, where we ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.